Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Today, Russia warning it may retaliate for increased U.S. military aid to Ukraine, and officials confirming Ukrainian missiles sank that Russian warship. And Ukrainians living in the eastern part of the country bracing for that major Russian offensive. We start with what Russia is saying after suffering a major blow. The flagship of the country's Black Sea fleet sunk, and now we know a Ukrainian missile attack is what did it. Russia says it'll answer with more attacks on Kyiv, warning the U.S. of unpredictable consequences as well for the military aid. Jeff McCausland, military consultant for CBS News. I spoke to him along with Rob Archer. Jeff, is Russia really planning on doing anything to the U.S., or is this a bluff?
Well, I think it's mostly the latter, this threat to quote-unquote unpredictable consequences. It should not be surprising. You know, it's a clear attempt to try to intimidate us, I think, to some degree, by the Russians right now, to mask just how poorly the war is going. But could the Russians do some things? And the answer to the question is obviously yes. They could escalate vertically. They could use chemical weapons, biological weapons, or even the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons, particularly in the part and parcel of this upcoming offensive. And the CIA director even mentioned that was a worry that he had, even though he went on to say there was no real clear evidence that they were preparing to do so. They could escalate horizontally. They could just start doing cyber attacks against us here in the United States, frankly, or against some of our NATO partners. Or, again, they could do so vertically by trying to interrupt those supply columns by making actually more airstrikes in the eastern portion of the Ukraine, right there along the Polish border. But that being said, I still think this is not only a bluster, but it's certainly hypocritical for them to threaten us to assist while we're assisting Ukraine, who is defending itself. And oh, by the way, self-defense is enshrined in the NATO or in the United Nations Charter as the right of every sovereign country as Russia conducts this aggressive, illegal, and unnecessary war, and as the evidence of mounting war crimes continues to climb.
Where are we on the repositioning in this upcoming battle for the eastern part of the country, which some had thought was, you know, a matter of days away earlier this week, but Russia is still moving its troops around. And as the clock ticks, right, every moment that this doesn't happen is good for Ukraine because it means more weapons from us getting over there.
That's right. On the Ukrainian side, of course, this is a race to the clock. And, of course, the Biden administration now has announced $800 million in additional military assistance to include some Hind helicopters, which were destined originally for Afghanistan, some 155-millimeter howitzers, ammunition, counter-battery radars, and a bunch of other things. Supposedly, those can be delivered in a matter of days. They may take some time, particularly on the howitzers, to train Ukrainian crews. This is a weapon system they may not be familiar with, and other supplies arriving from Western countries. On the Russian side, of course, they pulled their forces out of the northern portion of Ukraine, went back into Belarus and Russia, apparently trying to refit, rearm, reequip those particular units, in some cases were pretty badly mauled, and then moved them around to prepare for this particular offensive. And I think it's pretty problematical how well they can do that because of the level of casualties they have taken. Some would suggest perhaps as high as 20% casualties. And secondly, because we know their resupply network had been woefully inadequate at the beginning of this war, so they've got to pick that up in a marked fashion if this offensive is going to happen soon and going to happen effectively.
I want to go back to something that you briefly touched on a minute ago about the increasing evidence of war crimes. And, of course, more civilian bodies are being found and more evidence that Russian troops rounded up people, shot them in the back of the head. Some of this not confirmed. Others, we have photographic evidence of it. So as we get more evidence of war crimes, at what point do you think that NATO nations could say, you know what, now is the time to ramp up our response, including putting ourselves in the line of fire and perhaps sparking another major European war because the evidence of war crimes gets so bad. Do you think that we will get to that point, or is that just not something that's in the cards?
I think it's going to be very difficult for that to happen over the issue of war crimes, as sad as that might be to say. Simply because once you become engaged directly with the Russians as NATO and any NATO partner brings in all of NATO or the United States, of course, then you risk the possibility of escalation in that confrontation, and that brings on the possibility of the consideration of using nuclear weapons on either side, something obviously we want to clearly avoid. That being said, I think the drumbeat about war crimes and showing clear evidence and talking about this more and more puts more and more pressure on the Russians politically, but it also puts pressure on the other countries around the world. You know, what we want to do is deepen the sanctions as well as broaden the sanctions. And sanctions are only as good as the weakest link. So I'm talking about countries like India, who prides itself in being the world's largest democracy, but has kind of sit on the fence. Certainly the Chinese, who don't like being associated with a country that's committing massive war crimes. And that's where I think, in many ways, talking about the war crimes, at least in the near term, may have greater effect.
CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland. Jeff, thanks. We'll have a short break, and then coming up, what is life like in eastern Ukraine as the region braces for more violence from Russia? It could be any day now. We expect Russia to begin this new military offensive focused on eastern Ukraine. The governor of the country's Kharkiv region says seven people, including a baby, died after Russia attacked a residential neighborhood. Oleksandra lives in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, with her husband, a mother-in-law, and a cat. Oleksandra, we spoke to you about a month ago. What is life like right now?
Thank you for the invitation. I'm glad to be here again. Now life in Kharkiv is still complicated and can't be absolutely safe. The city and its outskirts are shelled by Russian troops every day, and some districts are more dangerous than others. For example, the northern parts and eastern parts of the city. There are some problems with supplies, plumbing, and electricity in these areas. They're damaged, but there are a lot of damaged dormitories, but a lot of people are staying still here because they have nowhere to go and they don't want to go from their homes, and they stay here and just live hiding in the basements and cooking on an open fire. And it's kind of horrifying, but some districts of the city are kind of calm. For example, the neighborhood I'm living in, and people get used to the circumstances we have, and we are trying to return to normal life as much as possible. Public transport is still out of service in the city, but a lot of small businesses try to return to work because people need money and the city needs some services they can provide. And the good news, it's spring in the city, and the temperature is getting high, and it becomes warmer, and flowering nature brings us hopes and encourages to fight.
This is expected to be a major increase in fighting soon in that portion of Ukraine. What are you doing, and what can you do to get ready for that?
It is a difficult question. Maybe hope for better and try to stay safe, be aware of some air aids, because as I've said, we used to this not staying during the day in the basements or some safe places, and this can be fatal for them. Unfortunately, some people died today because they were outside during the shelling, and our governor tells us to stay inside, stay in safe places when we hear the air aid, and try to stay in safe places as it possible.
Has there been any thought about trying to leave? And we realize it's a question that we understand all the complexities are easier said than done, right? If you tried, are you even sure you could? Maybe it's safer, at least in your part of town, in your neighborhood, to stay.
It's a difficult question, and every person needs to understand it, his or her own possibilities and opportunities. So some people leave the city, maybe a third part of all people living in Kharkiv, a lot of people gone. I know that more than 5 million people, almost 5 million people left Ukraine. It's women and children, and more than 10 million people around Ukraine had to leave their homes to find some safer places to stay. As I think for me and for my family, we have a good opportunity to stay safe in our home. We have a good cellar to stay in when there are planes, but likely we didn't have some shellings in our neighborhood for the last time, for the last maybe 2-3 weeks. So it's rather safe. A lot of cities in the west of Ukraine are overloaded by people. They were not ready for this, and there are problems with housing. And I understand that some people, maybe who have kids or some elder people to care for, they need this more than I and my family. And important for them to go and find some safer place than me.
Oleksandra there lives in Kharkiv with her husband, mother-in-law. They've got the cat. Oleksandra, thank you again for speaking with us. We hope you stay safe, and we wish you the very best. Tonight is the first night of the Jewish holiday of Passover. It takes on special meaning for Ukrainian Jews this year. Holiday celebrates the biblical exodus of Jews from slavery in Egypt, something Ukrainians can relate to right now. A number of Jewish organizations hoping to provide a sense of relief and community by giving refugees a place to celebrate with a traditional Seder meal in neighboring countries. This is an Odyssey original. Find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and on Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.